it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964. Or email focus@clare.fm.
This year marks the 45th anniversary of the University of Limerick Student Union, and they plan to celebrate in style in recognition of the people who have worked hard to represent students in UL. The union is holding an event in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Limerick to celebrate the anniversary. They're also inviting members of the Students Union, both past and present. Paul Lee is Clubs and Society Development Manager at UL Student Union. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, how are you?
Great, and good to talk to you. This event is taking place in November, but obviously you're trying to track down past students from UL, past members of the union, in the hope that you can get them all together. Just tell us, first of all, Paul, what exactly, working in a student union entails. What do you do for the students in the University of Limerick, for example?
Well, I suppose the students' union offer a huge range of services, if you like, but it's more the intimate nature of student to student, because I suppose the university is quite vast at this stage. You know, you're looking at, whatever, 14,000 people here, and there's a plan to grow it maybe to 16,000, and even chatting with people who've called out here recently, it's immense. Like, I'm from Shannon Town, and once people come here in December, it's the same population as if you've dropped the town of Shannon into one area. So it's like all the services anybody needs in a small town from the point of view of recreation and leisure, which is sort of what we're doing here through clubs and societies. But
yes,
there's the sabbatical officers who get elected every year are also members who sit on governing authorities. So they're hardwired into individual, the democratic side of the house, if you like, where you have your class rep. So if people are unhappy with marking or lectures, or they've major issues with the academic side of things, that's where they can lobby for all those changes. And the sabbatical officers sit at the top table with the governors, and they have a hotline to the university's senior management as well. And apart from that, I suppose here in the Students' Union, we have an entertainment division as well. So like anybody who wants to go for a night out, whether that's discos or charity week or any of the charitable events and entertainment in town. So like a small town, I suppose, that's what you're doing. And we have pool tables and all sorts of chill-out area here, so second-hand bookstores, and even all the way down to welfare in terms of people who might be having trouble with money, like hardship funds, mm-hmm. or even, you know, depression and any of the range of issues. So, like, there's just an immense amount of activity that comes through the doors of a students' union, if you like, here,
so,
you know?
Like any big town, as you say yourself, the population, the county council or the local authority, in your case, it's university students, and the student union will deal with any of the issues that students would have, be it in the educational side of things or in terms of a more personal nature. But obviously, the social side of it is very important, and I know that UL Student Union is a wonderful reputation for its social side.
Well, I mean, I think anybody who's been to university will know that, you know, depending on your course, you can have anything from 20 hours to 60 hours, but it's no different to people when you're choosing a place of work when you've graduated. You tend to look and go, well, what are the amenities? What are the schools? And it's the same here. From our point of view, we're always trying to, when people are finished with the class time, to make sure that they have something to do to recreate and sort of get to know each other as well, I suppose. And that's predominantly, I suppose, the team here with the 45th. Like, we know that there's thousands and thousands of graduates, but not everybody, I suppose, engages with us as a students' union. However, like, you know, say, even if you look at the bit that I'm responsible for, which is clubs and societies, we know through our memberships there's 70-plus clubs and societies, there's 640 people volunteer to run those, and they have 5,000 unique members. And that's outside of my colleague Alwyn putting people on buses and taking them into town, because you don't always get to make friends out of the classroom. And we've seen that in surveys as well. Just because you're studying the same thing as someone doesn't necessarily mean you have the same interest when you finish
yes.
your class. So, but, you know, if you're into GA, soccer, or whatever the case may be, you find like-minded people. And, you know, that's really where the social circle of friends is crafted. And it can be the difference, too, between having the full experience and even, like, I would be writing this for freshers when they're coming in. It can sometimes be the shoulder to cry on, even to, you know, borrow the dress for the night out.
Yes.
So, you know, that stuff is incredibly important. Like.
And speaking of nights out, then, you are celebrating the 45th anniversary with an event on the 4th of November, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose I'm here 19 years last month, and we tried something like this for a 30th, which was quite a small, humble affair, if you like, but I think we hadn't really tapped into our full history. Whereas we did this 5 years ago for the 40th, and it turned out to be an exceptional success with 200-odd people flying in from around the UK, mainland Europe. We had one person coming in from Alaska, and we had people apologizing from Japan and Australia that they couldn't be there. So all we simply tried to do was come up with a team, and at the time it was Mayhem and Memories, because I think anybody who's in a students' union and at that formative part of your life, they know that sometimes it can be quite crazy, as well as giving you some, you know, fantastic memories. So we came up with that tagline, and the 40th then became a sort of an event where we tried to get all those disparate groups of people who'd been involved with clubs and societies, the class reps, the sabbatical officers, and we managed to pull 50% of our sabbatical officers over the 40 years as it was. So we just thought we'd try and do this again, because people enjoyed it so much that we just felt waiting 10 years was too long, and maybe every 5 years. And I suppose the other thing is that the 45th is a bridge between here and the 50th.
Yes.
But we've a couple of significant projects falling in between that some of these people would have campaigned for when they were students here in terms of new facilities. So we've a brand new multi-million euro students union coming between the 45th and the 50th. So we just wanted to, you know, pull everybody together and thank them and explain to them, you know, how their contributions are adding value to, you know, the next generation. And I'm at a stage now where I know some of the people who graduated 19 and 20 years ago, like, their kids are coming here as well. So that link is important. Like, you know, you can see people really who threw themselves into university life really relish that accolade.
Where will people find out more about this, Paul? I know that you've been making contact with students, but if there's anyone in the far reaches of Japan or wherever they might be listening online to us this morning,
yeah,
and they want to come along, just tell us where they can track you down.
Well, I mean, they can email, well, at the moment, on Facebook, we have ULSU 45th Celebration. It's sort of picked up from where the 40th page was. So it's literally people dropping their memories and having a chat amongst themselves there. But certainly, if anybody has any direct inquiries, Olwen, olwen.murphy@ul.ie is our entertainment's coordinator. She'll field any questions that people have.
But people will find you on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah, and they can even come through the Students' Union's Facebook page or even through our website. Any one of us will pick up those queries, you know.
Very good, Paul. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it. And the best of luck with the 45th celebrations. Paul Lee is Clubs and Society Development Manager at the UL Students' Union.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.